time, a long, long time ago, there was a city called Hastinapur. Yes, the same Hastinapur that comes in Mahabharata. And this story happens much, much before the Pandavas and the Kauravas. At that time, the king was King Shantanu. And as he decided to retire, you know, to go for sannyas, his son, who was Chitrangada at that time, who was still a very young boy, and he also had his elder son Bhishma, who had decided not to be the king. Separate story, right? So we're going to do that another time. And he asks Bhishma to take care of the kingdom till Chitrangada becomes older, right? Till he is ready to be the king. And Bhishma agrees to that, as he has made that promise to be loyal to Hastinapur at all times, and grooms Chitrangada to become a king. Chitrangada also has a younger brother called Vichitravirya. Unfortunately, Chitrangada dies after some time, and Vichitravirya has to now become the king. But he's so little, so Bhishma helps him grow up, and when he turns 22, Vichitravirya is made as the king of Hastinapur. And some years go by, Vichitravirya is now conquering several other kingdoms. Bhishma is helping him do that. Bhishma is a fierce warrior. He leads many battles and wins several battles. He's a master strategist when it comes to winning wars. And like this, the Hastinapur Empire grows, becomes a really big one. It's time now for Vichitravirya to settle down, marry, and for a queen to be there in Hastinapur. And around this time, they get to know that the king of Kashi, also called Varanasi or Banaras, right? King of Kashi is planning a swayamvar. A swayamvar is one where the princess will choose whom she wants to marry. But this one is more interesting because he has three daughters. And they are Amba, Ambika and Ambalika. It's going to be their swayamvar, right, at the same time. And Bhishma thinks, hey, one of them will be a really good match for Vichitravirya. But the king of Kashi does not think like that. He doesn't think very highly of Hastinapur and Vichitravirya. He does not even send an invitation for to Hastinapur. And this infuriates Bhishma, because he thinks, why is it that Vichitravirya is excluded? And he attacks Banaras or Kashi. The army of Bhishma is so powerful that the king of Kashi is helpless. And although the swayamvar was planned and the princes were already arriving, several kings and princes were coming for that, the swayamvar has to be cancelled. And Bhishma, in order to teach a lesson, you know, he takes the three girls away from Kashi and brings them all the way to Hastinapur. He makes this really bad choice of almost kidnapping them, because his point is, if you are not going to invite Vichitravirya to the swayamvar, I'm going to bring the same princess here to Hastinapur, right? And on the way, as he's coming to Hastinapur, a king called King Selva stops Bhishma's army. Bhishma is a little surprised. Who is this king? This king, he is the king of Chedi, and his name is Selva. How can he, such a small king, stop me? And they fight a battle. But it turns out that Amba, who is the first daughter, she and Selva really like each other. They had made all plans to get married in that swayamvar. That is where Selva was coming. That is the reason he was coming to Kashi. But when he sees that Bhishma is taking her away, he stops and fights. But Bhishma is too powerful. Selva is defeated and Bhishma continues to towards Hastinapur. When they arrive in Hastinapur, Amba confronts, you know, Bhishma. She asks him, how is it that you are doing, making all these rules? You're not asking anybody involved as to what they want. What do you mean? He says, well, did you know Why Selva stopped? Because we really like each other. I cannot think of being with anyone other than him. And we had made all the plans and you came and ruined everything. And all the other people also tell him, Bhishma, I think you have made a terrible mistake. You know, Selva was, everyone knew in that part of the country that he was madly in love with Amba and they had already planned, you should not have done this. And Bhishma feels some regret, but you know, he makes another mistake too. He says, oh, I'm so sorry, Amba. You can go back to Selva now. I didn't mean to bring you. If I'd known about it, I wouldn't do such a thing. And instead of going himself, he sends some soldiers and asks her to go and go to Selva. So that's what she does. She comes to Chedi and tells Selva, hey, listen, Bhishma told me that I'm not going to be married to Vichitravirya anymore, right? And you know, he has sent me. But Selva, he is very much humiliated now. He lost the battle to Hastinapur and he does not want to look at anyone. He's feeling terribly embarrassed. And he, instead of thinking how Amba feels, he is only thinking about himself. And he says, sorry, I cannot marry you now. Okay, if I had won that battle, I would have married you. But now I cannot. As though the battle was going to decide who should marry whom, right? It was not her fault, but Selva says that. Now, Amba, she is very much in pain and grief now because she is thinking, wait a minute, what was my fault in all this? My father, when Bhishma attacked, he did not fight for me. You know, the person who really likes me, Selva, he tried, but even though I am going back to him, he is not ready now. And Bhishma, you know, who thinks he can decide everything, you know, he comes to Kashi, takes me away, and now what about me, right? She is really, really, really in anger first, and then she's terribly sad. She thinks about it long and hard and decides the real reason why all this happened is because of Bhishma. He was the one who started all this. Imagine if he had never come, I would have married Selva and everything would be fine. I have to take revenge against Bhishma, she decides, right? He was the one who came and ruined everything. And so she decides to take revenge against Bhishma. And in those times, the rishis, right, the learned people, they would help people if they had a question, if they wanted to know what to do next. And she contacts several rishis and tells them about it. And she says, all I want is one thing. I want to take revenge against Bhishma. But they laugh at her. Don't you know, Amba, that much? Bhishma is almost a Chiranjeevi. He can decide when to leave this earth. Nothing happens to him. He never gets hurt. He never falls sick. He will never die till he decides. So even if you try to fight, or even if somebody fights, it's going to be useless because, you know, he really cannot be defeated. Now Amba doesn't know what to do. So she contacts many and she comes to Parushuram. Yep, the same Parushuram in other stories. He was a Chiranjeevi. And he tells her, there's only one way out, Amba. You have to pray to Lord Shiva. He will show you the path. And so Amba starts a penance for Lord Shiva. For a long time she does, and Shiva finally appears. So what is it that you wish, Amba? I wish only one thing. I want to take my revenge against Bhishma. Shiva thinks about it. He remembers what has already happened. Remember Shantanu, Bhishma's father, right? He would have given him a wish that he can leave this earth whenever he wants. And Shiva says, well, I cannot change that. But here is the thing I can do. Here, take this garland of blue lotus. Whoever wears this, you know, they can defeat Bhishma easily. And as for you, you will be able to take revenge only in your next life, not in this life. You will have to die and be born again. And in that life, you can surely get your revenge. and he leaves. So Amba thinks about it and she contacts several kings. Now she has the garland of blue lotus, right? Wearing that, she says, you can defeat Bhishma. But they are all too scared of Bhishma. Oh, you mean the Hastinapur, the prince of Hastinapur, right? No, we are not going to fight that battle. She comes to the kingdom of Mithila, whose king at that time is, the king of Panchal, you know, and the king at that time is Drupad. And she asks Drupad, can you please help me? And Drupad also says, sorry, I cannot do that. Completely dejected now and full of sorrow, you know, Amba walks away. And as she's out, she leaves that city. And as she's moving out of the city, she throws her garland on the gates of the city and walks away into the forest. And she tells to herself, if I cannot take revenge in this life, let me end this life so that a new life can start and I can do what I can, get my revenge, right? And so she, with a dagger, she kills herself. After this whole thing happens, sometime later, Drupad and his wife are expecting a baby. Now they already have Drushtadyumna, the son, and Draupadi. Now they're expecting a third kid, you know. And the baby girl is born. They call her Shikhandi. Right from childhood, Shikhandi shows a great love for warrior arts, you know, warrior skills like archery, maze fight. All she wants to know, she studies other things, but her first preference is always these soldier-like things, you know, warrior. And she becomes really good in it. When she is around 18, as she is walking through the city, one day she comes right by the gates of the city, and she sees that garland, the garland of blue lotus. Ah, one thing I didn't mention, the special thing about this garland is the flowers on this, they never die. They're always blooming. That's the reason they're still fresh. And the moment she holds it, she suddenly remembers everything that had happened already in her past life. About Amba, about Bhishma, she remembers everything. She takes the garland and goes to Drupad. As soon as he sees her, he knows that she knows now everything. And she says, I know, my child, you have suffered a lot. Your time will come. You will be able to achieve what you want. But let's wait for the right time. Some years later, the right time does arrive. It's the time of the Mahabharata war now. The war has broken, and now the Kauravas are leading because Bhishma is the chief commander-in-chief, and he is driving the Pandavas nuts because they don't know what to do. He has so many tricks that they cannot win even a single day. They keep losing. And they all meet. The key people meet. That is the Pandavas. Then we have King Drupad, who is on the Pandava side, of course. Krishna, you know, and Drupad's son, Drushtadyumna, who is the commander-in-chief for the Pandavas now. What do we do? Says Drushtadyumna. Bhishma is unstoppable. I don't know what to do. I tried so many different strategies, but it's not working. At that time, Krishna looks at Drupad and says, maybe Drupad has some solution, don't you? He asks. And Drupad says, yes, I think the time might have come for us to bring Shikhandi into the war. So the next day, bright and early, who is driving the chariot of Arjuna? Not Krishna, like he always does. But today, it's Shikhandi who is driving Arjuna's chariot. As soon as she steps into the war, Bhishma realizes what's happening. He's far, he cannot even see Shikhandi coming, but he knows that his time on this planet is soon to be over. So immediately he drops his weapons. And the Kauravas are all shocked. Duryodhana is saying, Bhishma uncle, what are you doing? Take up your bow. Somebody is going to hurt you. And he is chanting something. He is invoking his wish. He wants to leave the earth. And immediately the Kauravas realize, but why? But why? He say, you will know soon. And as he does that, so till now he's so powerful, even an ant, you know, even like an arrow cannot do a thing to him, right? But now he is just like any other person. He is turning really old now, as though all those years are catching up on him. And he is not even holding a weapon. And Arjun starts firing the arrows. The arrows come hit Bhishma. One on each hand first, then one on the chest. As that happens, he collapses. And blood starts oozing out, and everyone can tell he is really in pain, right? And then Arjun comes closer, Shikhandi steps forward. And Bhishma, with both his hands folded, he tells Shikhandi. He doesn't call her Shikhandi. He says, Amba, I'm really sorry for what I did. That is one of the biggest regrets I have had in my life. I'm sorry the way things happened with you was, you know, it was very unfair. And I had the biggest role in that. First of all, I should have never brought you like that, you know. And next, even then, I should have talked to Selva, explained the whole thing. I'm really sorry for that. No, I'm sorry that you had to go through all this. And with that, Shikhandi forgives him. Well, not forgives him like that, but she understands what's happening. And Amba has got her revenge now. And Bhishma leaves the planet. That's the end of the story, guys. The end.
Thank you for watching this video.
Thank you.